Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 387 on the Get Married podcast. And we're super excited to be back with you with a brand new episode. Last week was a really fun episode. If you didn't catch it, 386 was titled Listen to This for Instant Motivation. We talked through some of our favorite motivational quotes. And I have no doubt that if you are feeling a lack in motivation, that podcast will get you feeling very motivated. If this one doesn't, because this one will also get you feeling motivated. I'm really excited to dive into today's topic, which is the importance of self-belief.
Yeah, and I feel like it's something that needs to be practiced. You know, it's not like you believe in yourself one day and you're like, boom, done, okay, I'm all right now. I'm going to believe in myself forever. You know, it ebbs and flows, doesn't it? Mm. And of course, it depends on many, many various things, like who you're hanging out with, what media you're consuming, how your day-to-day work is going or whatever you're doing, you know, who you bump into and what kind of experiences you have. There are ebbs and flows of your self-belief. And this is why we know how important it is, you know, to have kind of like a routine, a practice, tools in your back pocket to help you with your self-belief.
Yeah, so true. And I feel like I can look back in, you know, on our 10-year online business journey and see where there were like moments of like super high self-belief and like we can do things, we can do everything. And then also where it was less. And even though, you know, we never hit any kind of ruin, which is great, like lucky us, touch wood. But the way that it felt was very different. And I think this is why it's really important, because it does change how you feel when you believe in yourself, when you believe things are possible. Mm. And I mean, there's so many reasons why it's important. One being that if you're not going to believe in yourself, why would you expect anyone else to believe in you?
Like, exactly.
Like, we've got to start with ourselves. We've got to believe that we can do the things that we want to do in order to do the things that we want to do.
Yeah, and I think you know, we always kind of use that example of business because it's such a perfect example, because you're really putting yourself out there. You know, you're putting your whole self, your mind, your body, your soul into this business, like it's a part of you kind of thing. But this really relates to everything in life. Mm. You know, it relates to you stepping out and feeling confident. Like that's your self-belief. Mm-hmm. It's about you going for that job. It's about you saying hi to that person you wanted to say hi to. This is all
going to the dance class.
Yeah.
One of our teacher trainees, we had our final call of our first cohort. And one of our amazing teacher trainees was saying that the biggest takeaway was that their self-confidence has just grown. And that the other week they went to a dance class they'd never been to before. They'd really wanted to go. And, you know, before teacher training, they felt like they didn't have the confidence to go, the self-belief to go. And she went to the dance class and had the best time. Yeah. And it's, you know, moments like that. They don't have to be massive moments, but they're moments that make a difference to your life. You know, that's the difference. Absolutely. It's the difference between saying yes to life and no to life when you believe in yourself. But yeah, I mean, remember like flashback to the moment we quit our jobs, and that was such a moment of self-belief. That was, you know, we can look back on it and think that was naivety at its best, because we had no idea what we were in for, but we believed that we could make it happen. And we also believed that if we didn't have a plan B, that we would kind of be forced to make plan A happen. And who said that? Was that Bill Gates?
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, Jeff Bezos. Great. Like, I'm getting all of my founders confused.
Amazon, the Amazon man.
So he said you should never have a plan B. Your plan B should always be to make plan A happen. And that was what we decided when we quit our jobs. We actually went in and we were going to take a year of leave without pay. And then they said no. And then we looked at each other and we were just like, well, we weren't really planning on coming back. Like, you know, even if it doesn't work, I really don't want to come back to this soul-sucking government desk job. So why don't we just quit anyway?
So funny. Oh, my gosh. What a good decision.
The best one ever. So self-belief is so important because the way that we talk to ourselves, the way that we have a conversation within our mind changes the way that we feel and therefore alters the actions that we take. So this is why it's important.
Well, it literally can alter your whole direction because it'll be you saying yes to that opportunity instead of hiding away from the opportunity. It'll be you, you know, if you believe in yourself, seeing the opportunity. And then, you know, when you don't feel self-belief, you don't even notice the opportunity because you're so busy thinking, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I don't think I can do it. I mean, like, that's really the two kind of voices, isn't it? Like, it's I can do it versus I cannot do it. And when you're forever telling yourself, I can't do it, I'm not good enough, I haven't achieved what I wanted to achieve, so like everyone else will, that'll be the choice of this, where whatever we're talking about, they're better than me. You talk yourself out of even trying. You talk yourself out of even daring to dream. Mm. And I think that's the big one. I mean, another one of our teacher trainers talked about how the training really kind of got her back into that childlike version where, you know, she dreamt and she had that feeling of infinite potential. Like she refound that with the yoga teacher training, which is really cool. And I think we do sometimes forget. I think I definitely forgot until I discovered Merrymakers. Mm. This very thing we're working on, not just the podcast, but the whole thing, the blogging, the programs, all of it. That brought me back to my childhood feeling of, you know, dreaming what life could be. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you get so bogged down with the routine. Even at that age of 23, I was bogged down with that routine of going into the office every day, 9 to 5. Wasn't there something more to life? That's what we questioned, wasn't it? Is this it?
Mm.
Hell no.
Isn't it supposed to be better than this? This one thing, this one life that we have? And that's really where we had to train ourselves to be like our biggest believers, because we were leaving everything behind that we could kind of rely on to give us an income and stability. And I'll say that in inverted commas, because I really don't think any job is ever stable. Like, even when we worked in the government, there were so many times where I saw people lose their jobs or like not get their contract extended. Yeah. And it was really awful. And it's like that idea that Jim Carrey talks about, how you can fail at things that you don't even want to be doing. And that was really such, like, I can think back to when we quit those jobs. That was the idea. It's like that we had as well. It's like, well, we may as well give this thing a go that we actually like. Like, we may as well focus on this thing that we like instead of something that we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like we had to train ourselves to believe in ourselves.
Yeah.
To be able to make it happen. Because when we first quit our jobs, we didn't have a business. Like, it was just a blog and it was making, you know, a little bit of money here and there. We were getting some partnerships, but it really wasn't a business yet. And so we had to believe that we could make it happen, but we didn't even know how we were going to make that happen. We didn't have a clear vision of what it was going to be. We kind of had to just follow the opportunities and say yes and try all of the things and believe that it was leading us to something. And I guess that's really where Merrybody then came about, and we found the thing that we feel like we are supposed to be doing. But One other thing with self-belief, I think, and these kind of work too, like together, hand in hand, is also this idea of self-belief, but then also seeing things in your mind, like visualization. Yes. I know you wrote a blog post about this last week, so let's link to that blog post in the show notes. And there's an amazing visualization meditation that we just added in the Marybody app, which is all about abundance. Now, this isn't just abundance of finances. It's like in abundance of time, abundance of love, like all the things that you kind of want in life. And how can we visualize more of that in our minds in order to make that come to life? And it sounds kind of woo-woo. And again, we've been in ebbs of flows of like believing in this and not believing in it. But I tell you what, the moments where I believe in visualization, I feel better. Like if I feel better. And doesn't that make a difference?
Exactly. Well, it's exactly what you said before. When you feel better, you feel like you can go out into the world and say yes to the opportunities. You can put your best foot forward. You're going to do better work. So it's like figuring out like what works for you. And absolutely for us, it is believing in a little bit of magic.
Mm.
And why the hell not? I mean, there is magic, like all those synchronicities. I remember when we first started our business, you know, like synchronicity. Oh my gosh, you know, we were totally wrapped up in that world. And what they were to us were little signs of we're going in the right direction. And if that works for you, do it. If it doesn't work for you, don't do it.
It was like signs of belief almost, like that, yeah, you know, someone was on our side or something was on our side. And this really is such a yogic philosophy in Ishvara Pranidhana, one of the niyamas, which is one of the ways that we are kind of within ourselves internally. And it's like this surrender to the divine. And I know, like, whenever we see lorikeets, like parrots flying, I know it's like a little nudge. It's like a little, you've got this. And it helps me believe in us. And so that's a tool that you can use yourself. You know, if you have a thing that when you see them, when you see the thing, it helps you, oh, like, that's for me. Like, that's just for me. And yeah, I saw it and I that's right. Like, I'm on the right path. Like, why not have those things? Because again, it just changes how you feel, and the way that you feel changes the actions that you take. So that's definitely something that we hold on to, and we still use that. Like,
yeah, the little signs. I mean, even yesterday I had a funny synchronicity moment, which I didn't actually tell you, Carls. Oh. So I'm going back to that the final teacher training call. One of our other amazing trainees, she was in Ireland at a university. I forget what the name of the university is, whatever it was.
Okay.
I don't think that's in Ireland. Oh. I think that's in England. But it was, I can't remember. Anyway, it's not the point. That day, that very same day yesterday, I was researching for an essay to help Damiano, and I was reading about a speaking session that someone did at that very university.
That's weird.
Never have I ever heard of this university in my whole entire life. And then I read about it that day, and then Bridget's talking about it on the call and showing us where she is. And I was like, what?
That's weird.
That is weird. And I get it all the time, don't I? Like, I'm always telling you about the synchronicities, and I'm always like, well, we're doing what we're meant to be doing. Like, yeah, that's often how I see it.
Yeah, you'll like, you've had a few strange ones.
So many.
And like, you're listening to a podcast and they mentioned pie, like eating pie, like pies. And yes, then you hopped back in your car and there was an ad on pies. Like, that's just weird.
And there was another one. Then I was listening to a podcast about Enzo Ferrari.
That's right.
And then I got in the car and there was this brand new song that I never had heard in the top 20, because I don't listen to the top 20. And, it, you know, the lyrics, something about Ferrari. And I was like, what? And then it happened again, Carla and everyone. I listened to a podcast on Michael Jordan.
Then
I met a friend for coffee, and like, I'm not sure about you, but I don't hang out with many people who wear a lot of Michael Jordan and Nike attire, but he was wearing a big Michael Jordan t-shirt. And I'm like, hang on, well, this is bizarre. And, you know, I talk about this all the time, and Damiano kind of rolls his eyes, but me and Carla love it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As I said, if it works for you, if it makes you believe in what you're doing, then why not? Why don't you have these tools or these things that that make you feel better? But going back to the visualization tool, because I think this is really, I guess, self-belief in all, like, it's like self-belief in a really actionable way. So how can we practice self-belief? Yes. That's a big question. True. You just have to believe in yourself. You just have to think you can do it. Okay, but how? And this is where visualization can actually be the tool. And visualization is where, you know, you sit down, lie down, close your eyes, and you actually see in your mind, almost like a movie playing out, the thing that you would like to happen. And it can be really specific. It could be like you speaking on stage at this certain event, and that's what you visualize. It could be, I don't know, some kind of level of your business that you would like to reach. It could be getting a promotion. It could be finding the love of your life, whatever it is that you want to see happening in real life. You sit down, you get quiet, and you start to visualize it in your mind actually happening. And
yes,
we are not the only ones who talk about this. No. Just look at so many of the successful people in the world, whether it's in business, whether it's athletes, and they will talk about visualizing events happening before they happen.
Yes, and it's kind of like it's like a method to like prepare your brain for it, isn't it? It's like, okay, so like I know I physically need to do this, but I'm going to see it and prepare myself for it. I mean, like we are due to speak on stage in a few weeks, and you know what? I don't like doing that. I get really nervous. I blush. I get sweaty. I hate it, in fact. I love the after feeling, but I'm going to practice my visualization, and I'm going to see myself successfully speaking on stage and not stuffing up, not fumbling, you know, trying my hardest with compassion. But I'm going to practice seeing it and doing it in my mind. And I know that will help me. I think as well, like visualization, you know, it's not manifestation. It is used in manifestation though. So manifestation is like a whole other level where, you know, you do other things as well. Like maybe you do your dream board and you look at it and you picture it and you, I don't know, certain mantras. Like we're not big into manifesting, but we are big into visualization.
Yeah,
and we believe in the power of visualization.
Yeah, we have a bit of a mantra. It's like see it, believe it, feel it, reel it. And it's just so random because we just kept adding them on. I think we started with just like see it, feel it, or something like that. I don't know, very random. And then we just kept adding on things. And the latest one is reel it, like R-E-A-L, like reel it. So like make it real. And that for us really works. And when we talk about something that we want to welcome in, we'll often then say that little mantra, and it gets us pumped up and it gets us believing in the possibility. It gets us believing in the potential that this is actually possible. And again, it just puts you in the right frame of mind to make decisions and actions based on taking you toward the thing that you were trying to make instead of away from it. Because when we don't believe in ourselves and when we don't believe things are possible, why on earth would we think that we would take a step toward the thing that we think is impossible? We just wouldn't. We're probably going to close down our laptop or, I don't know, hop into bed and have a nap instead. Like that's kind of going to be the thing that we do instead of actually taking a step toward the thing. I know that in the call again, I'm coming back to our teacher trainers only because it's super fresh, and I feel like everyone who joined that teacher training, there was like this level of belief that they had to say yes initially. And then last night they were talking about how their self-belief and their confidence has grown. And I just think that again is such a great example of what you can do to build your self-belief. Do things that you've never done before, and then you have more belief in yourself that you can do things that you've never done before. So when you continue to do new things and learn new things, then when you come across the next new thing, you think it's more possible because you've actually done new things before. You've done hard things before. So of course, you're going to be way more on your side if you've already seen yourself do things like that.
Exactly. Oh, it's so important. I mean, we should be practicing this all the time. This self-belief thing.
Yeah, I think you already mentioned it earlier, but you talked about surrounding yourself with people who are the right people. And I think that this is a really, really so important one that we can't really go around. And we need to ensure that the people that we're hanging out with the most often, the most common hangouts, are people who believe in themselves, and I hope people who believe in you as well. So check in with that. You know, if you have an idea and it's continually being knocked down, or you're continually hearing like, you could never do that, like, oh, well, good luck, like things like this, like sarcastic comments, like run away, run far, far away from them. And, or at least if you can't run away, tell them like to shut up and get on the belief wagon, because
it's like you can ask them. Well, you can ask them, like,
no, tell them to shut up.
I want to do this. Like, I need your support. This is how, like, communicate.
True.
How you want to be spoken to. Because the thing is, people who don't know, people who can't express their self-belief or their belief in you often have such low self-belief. Like, they don't even know about it. Like, they don't know how to express it. They don't know how to feel it even. So if it's an important person, you can try and communicate it. Be more practical, Carla.
Yeah, sorry, don't tell them to shut up. No, I do like that. That's true. And yeah, but, and also it's being compassionate to them as well.
Exactly.
Because as you just responded and with such empathy, understanding that they might actually be struggling with their own self-belief.
Exactly.
So you can communicate it.
And I think as well, like, of course some people don't have self-belief because they've grown up in situations where, you know, self-belief was only for XYZ. You know, it was only for those people.
Mm.
This is what I've been born into. True. There's no opportunity here. And maybe you grew up with parents telling you that you're not going to, you know, you're not going to eventuate to anything. So don't even dream. So imagine getting told that as a kid, as many children do get told that, or like somehow in some way or another.
So true.
And it's probably most likely because those parents had that too. You know, it's like this generational thing. And they pass it down until, you know, there's a shift. But if the number one thing is to have that self-awareness. So when we have a partner who's really like in self-belief mode, like they can be your greatest lessons. Like if you lack self-belief, but you have a partner who really believes in themselves and believes in you, sometimes the reaction might not be like, oh, I love that self-belief. It might be like, stop doing that. Like, mm-hmm. That's weird. Mm-hmm. You might be like blocking it, but you have to welcome it in, welcome in the change.
Yeah.
Which there's so much like psychology behind all of this. And obviously we don't know anything about that, you know, just from our own experiences and, you know, everyone thinks differently and everyone kind of has their own ways to boost their own self-belief. A lot of people, you know, need to accomplish something first before they believe in themselves, which is kind of like a, well, what's first, the chicken or the egg?
Mm.
So, like, don't be discouraged and don't think that you can't achieve anything with really low self-belief. You still can achieve stuff. And we'd say, you know, fake it till you make it in that case. Like, pretend you believe in yourself. Mm. And then eventually you will believe in yourself.
It's so true. It does work. That fake it till you make it. We were listening to a podcast and it was actually what inspired this conversation with on the Founders Podcast, our favorite podcast at the moment, but it was on Lucille Ball, and she's an amazing American TV star, also was a film star, but most known for her TV role in I Love Lucy. She wasn't just the actress in that, like she owned the studio that made that, and then also multiple other TV shows like Mission Impossible. I was like, what? Like when I heard that, I was like, this is mind-blowing.
No, she was like a mega star and mega businesswoman of that era. Like,
the first woman president of any TV producing station thing, which
amazing.
Is just amazing. But there's this one thing really stood out, and it was that she just had like endless self-belief. And so whenever someone would tell her no, if they said, no, that's not possible, no, we're not doing that, she would in her mind picture that they actually said yes. And act as if they said yes. And so she would then pass on this wisdom to other people. She passed it on to Arnold Schwarzenegger, which was one of her prodigies, and said, whenever you hear a no, just think you heard a yes. Just think you heard a yes and act like you heard a yes. And he said that that had helped him immensely in his career as well. And I just think how kind of crazy to think that, but also how amazing to act like that, to be like, oh, no, they said yes.
Yes.
I'm going to act like they said yes.
Give them a hug and say thank you very much. I mean, this is the thing. It's like sometimes we can feel like a bit show-offy for our self-belief. I think that's another thing that kind of can diminish our own self-belief. And probably it's that tall poppy syndrome. Mm. I don't know. You know, when you feel and you think you can do something great and then you're like, oh, but I don't want to shine too bright, do
I? Like, I don't want to tell anyone that I think I can. Like,
yeah, I don't want to hurt anyone by believing in myself. Mm. So I think it's so important to discuss all these things and to feel okay with believing in yourself. Like, it's not an egomaniac thing. Like, you can think you're really awesome and not be an egomaniac. You can think you're really great at something and not be a tool.
Mm.
You can still be humble and believe in yourself. You can still be grounded and believe in yourself, which yeah. I think, you know, that probably for us, like, we – like, I think, like, looking back, there were times where we kind of, like, dimmed our lights a little bit.
Yeah, I think we've been talking about that lately. Like, yeah. You know, reflecting on everything that has ever happened, like, and that we've achieved. And it was almost like we would try and make it smaller. Because or, like, we wouldn't amplify it. You know, something great happened and we just would be quiet about it.
Yeah.
When, in fact, that would have helped us on our journey to whatever it is that we are trying to do.
Yeah.
So it is interesting.
It's very interesting. And I think, you know, I guess it all comes with age and experience and wisdom. I mean, we're continually growing, all of us, aren't we? You know, you think back a few years and you're like, wow, like, I would have acted completely different in that case. I would have seen the opportunity that would have, you know, could have came from that other opportunity. And we don't know what we know until we do know it, do we? Yeah. So it's like, you don't want to look back and be like, oh, if only we did that.
We do that sometimes.
Yeah, every now and again. Oops. But now it's like, okay, what can I do with this next step forward? Like, how can I believe in myself with this next step?
Yeah.
How can I see the magic and the opportunity bigger, brighter, with more potential inside and outside?
Yeah, I really think that the tools of, like, meditation, yoga, probably those two for me, they really help me feel that, like, potentiality of what's possible. Because it's almost like I feel big but I feel small, like, in those practices, because they get me really present. Like, especially meditation, when you're just, like, really quiet and you're just sitting and you're just focusing on your breath and you kind of have a moment where you – it's almost like you see – the bigness and the smallness at the same time. And I think that's another really great tool. You know, if you feel like you're struggling with self-belief, meditation can also be a tool to help you believe in yourself. And whether it is a visualization meditation, it doesn't have to be, if that doesn't kind of resonate with you, but it could be a simple meditation with, like, a simple mantra of, like, breathing in and you think, I believe. And then as you breathe out, in myself. Like, it can be really, really simple like that. And again, like, these practices have the power to shift the mind, to shift the feelings, to shift the actions.
I think it's like sometimes we really diminish these small little action steps and these little tools, you know, or 5-minute meditation. What can that do? Yeah, you do that every day for the next year. Watch out.
Like, absolutely.
That will accumulate, that will compound, that will completely shift your life. And I think it's like, it feels maybe annoying to start a routine. You feel like, oh, I don't have time, I don't want to. You get lazy. But it's kind of like, you know, you just have to stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep going and know that, you know, we don't know exactly how it'll impact you positively. It will somehow.
Definitely.
We don't know, you know, we don't have a clear picture, but it absolutely will bring some good to life.
Mm. I remember when we were going through the approval processes of the teacher training and we got the manual back for the first time.
Oh,
and there was heaps of changes that we had to make. for it to be certified. And you were in Italy and I got this email and I was just like by myself. I was house sitting at your house. It was just like me and Chino and I opened up this email and I was just like, oh, like I just felt really diminished. Like I felt like this is impossible. Like there's so many changes. Like how am I ever going to get this done? Like I'm by myself. Like I can't do it. And like I was real, I was like in a whole day, like I spent like, I can't do it. Like I was really angry.
I remember you said that.
And like I was talking to Joel and I was like, just impossible. Like I can't believe they want me to make all these changes. I was really angry. And then I was like, nope, I'm gonna get on my mat. And I did like a yoga class, but that wasn't the magic. The magic was I then laid in Shavasana, like I just laid on the ground and I just was like out loud, I was like, I can do it. Like I was saying it out loud. And like Joel's like walking around the house, like cleaning the kitchen and like doing all the things. And I was like on the ground, like in like starfish pose. Like I wasn't even in Shavasana. I was like full starfish. And then I was just like saying this much to myself. And I got up and I opened my laptop and I started to make all the changes. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And like I wrote a list and I was getting all the things done. I had my meeting with the guy and we got it approved. And if it wasn't for that moment of I can do this and I believe in it and we can make this happen, like I don't even know if the training ever would have happened.
Well, I mean, gosh, it's so crazy to think about all the things that have never got done because of a lack of self-belief.
Mm-hmm.
How many ideas, how many projects didn't get finished, didn't even begin because of the lack of self-belief. So if you do have an idea, if you do have a project you want to work on, and, you know, if it's self-belief that's holding you back, it's time to get on your mat, lie in starfish, and repeat, I can do it. And not just in your mind, out loud, make everyone feel like you're a mad person. Do it and see what happens.
Trust me on this one. It works. I promise.
I mean, like, again, back to that whole thing, surround yourself with people who do believe in you. I mean, this is so, I mean, really, the reason why we have been able to stay in business for 10 plus years and actually enjoy it is because we have a great partnership. You know, not everyone understands exactly what we do, but we fully both know what we do. And we know that sometimes it's hard and sometimes one of us, sometimes both of us, that's not great. It's not great when both of us have a lack of self-belief. That's not a good day. It's a really bad day. You know, there's not that many of those. That's the cool thing, right? Like every now and again, or like, you know, if someone's lack of self-belief is so loud and so big, it like drags the other one down. That's not a good day either. But you know, we pull each other up and we can motivate each other. So if you can find that person, if you can find that group of people, find them and use them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, share your experiences, share your dreams, share your visions. I mean, we have little mini groups all over the place, you know, on the internet, really. Like we have a lot of groups that, and friends and connections, business colleagues, we will, you know, we feel able just to message with an idea, to run past them, get feedback, get like, you know, a little bit of motivation, get a hand, you know, a little helping hand, because sometimes, you know, you might have the belief, but you don't know the how. So it's like, okay, well, I don't need to come up with the how all by myself. It's like, hang on, there's a lot of people around me who are really smart. And I'm sure there are if you stop and think about it. And if there's not smart people around you, go find them. I mean, that's why we went to conferences, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, all our smart friends we met at those conferences.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were talking about that the other week, weren't we? And we were talking about, we've got this one group and it was amazing to realize that all of those people we had met at conferences and we were just like, thank God. I thank God we went to those. And, you know, there were moments where we weren't going to go and we were just like, phew, because some of those people have been with us like for 9 years. Like,
so crazy.
It's crazy. It's so amazing. And they've been kind of, you know,
instrumental.
What is the word? Instrumental for our and journey. Pivotal.
Well, they did help us pivot our business. I mean, what else is there to talk about self-belief? I mean, there's so many things you can do. The mantras, the books, the philosophy, the people, the movement practices that get you really present and out of your head, the things that help you let go of anxieties and stress, the breath work.
Yeah, because so often, like, the reason why we don't believe in ourselves is just because of our mind. Like, it really is. It's just that we haven't trained our minds to be our best friend or our biggest cheerleaders. They're going worst case scenario, which isn't a bad or terrible thing. Like, we can also use that as a tool. Like, if we want to go worst case scenario, okay, well, you better come up with a solution though. Like, if you're going to go worst case scenario, you also have to come up with the solution.
And I mean, that's the whole point of that practice, isn't it? Like, if you're a worst case scenario, like, look up Stoicism and Stoicism. Is that how
Stoicism.
I say it? Stoicism and, you know, learn about that, because it can be your best friend. Your worst case scenarios can work to your favor, because, okay, you think about the worst case scenario, then you think, how do I overcome worst case scenario? All right. And the thing is, the worst case scenario probably won't even happen. You might get the best case, or you might get somewhere in the middle, but you already have the plan to get you out of that worst case scenario, take that next step. So it can, I think if you are one of those people who is a negative, I mean,
negative Nancy,
or, you know, if you see the cup as half empty, don't worry. Like, there are tools that can help you. It might be different to, you know, the half cup person, because it's not like being ultra positivity is not a good thing either. Like, when you've just, are so uber optimistic and you're not realistic. So you got to find that ground where you're in touch with reality. So you have a hand on the pulse of reality.
Absolutely.
A little finger on the pulse.
Yeah, well, I think one of the episodes, can't remember which one, but they talked about how, like, most, like, if you're a super optimistic person, like, you probably won't succeed, like, in business. Like, that was what they were saying. Like, if you're not realistic, like,
yes,
they were looking at the types
that.
Of people who are, you know, successful in business, and the optimists were not they weren't the people who succeeded. It was more like the people who saw reality for what it was. They still took action though. They didn't dwell. Like, they weren't like the people who are like, oh, like, this is going wrong. Okay, I'm just gonna, like, dwell and stay in this wrong thing that's going wrong. No, they were like problem solvers. Okay, what are we gonna do now? But the people who, like, stick their head in the sand and think, everything's going so well, like, oh, like that kind of thing, they're not gonna succeed. Because,
well, yeah,
you can't run a business like that. You can't really do anything like that when you're thinking everything's going so well, when actually everything's falling apart.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work like that. Trust us, we've tried. It didn't work.
It's really annoying that it doesn't work like that.
You can't wish things. It doesn't, I mean, maybe some people believe in that, but yeah, it doesn't always work.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I think, you know, a really empowering thing to be in touch with reality and to overcome the obstacles with a sense of, you know, I'm going to learn how to do this and I'm going to get through it. Because, I mean, I love that whole, which is, I think, is a Liz Gilbert thing, you know, that optimistically realistic, or realistically optimistic. Yeah, one of those. Because that kind of speaks to you and I think, Carla, because we are optimistic, but we know that optimism doesn't work by itself. You need to do the work. You need to try really hard. You need to overcome the challenges. And the magic, I think, is when you can overcome the challenges and do it in a way where you still believe in the potential, where you believe that this is part of the journey. I think that's the magic sweet spot, where you see the obstacle as the way, to quote Ryan Holiday. I won't steal that. It's a part of our journey and it's here for a reason.
Yeah, and you're still going to walk through it, over it, around it, under it, but it was meant to be there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Fun episode. Really fun topic. If you want to talk about this, if you have comments, questions, email us, message us. We're everywhere. Instagram, Facebook. Actually, we're not everywhere. We're not on TikTok, really.
Yeah, and we're not on Snapchat.
On Snapchat. We can't be everywhere. We're not even on X, which is old Twitter. I mean, we are, but we're not. Did you know that Elon Musk had that X.com URL a long, long time ago? Like,
I did not.
That was what original PayPal was.
What?
Yes.
And he bought it off PayPal.
No. Well, he bought PayPal. He made PayPal.
Oh, my God. He made PayPal. I forgot.
So he founded it with like four other people or three other people. And it was like two companies amalgamated, joined together. Mm-hmm. And his company was called X.
Oh, my.
I know. I was like, oh, there you go. So that he's had this URL for ages.
He's just been sitting on it.
What a random guy that guy is. He's so random. Anyway, that's a whole other podcast that we're probably never going to record.
Probably not.
No, he's not one of my favorite entrepreneurs.
But he has done crazy stuff. But, yeah, not. I don't really like his methods.
Oh, my gosh. He's accomplished a lot. He's pretty damn amazing. Yeah. But I don't like his personality. Sorry, Elon.
All right. If you love this episode, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Otherwise, we'll be back in your ears with a brand new episode next week. And have a great day.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.